When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is sponsored by Flop Crate. Attention nerds, do you want to get exclusive collectibles and merchandise from all your favorite movies and TV shows that bombed? Subscribe to Flop Crate, and every month a 400-pound crate filled with shirts, posters, and action figures commemorating entertainment properties that royally ate it shows up at your door. Use promo code TOMPODFRIENDSPOD to receive 90% off on your subscription. Go to flopcrate.com for more. Flop Crate. It's just stuff, right? Let's start the show. Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Meet My Friends. The Friends podcast. Recap podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. And we're going to have a great time today recapping another episode of Friends. So let's get to it. And recap another episode of Friends. Hey, everybody, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends podcast, recap podcast. Yeah, with me, I'm Tom Sharpling, host of the best show by day, or actually by night, host of the best show, and then host of this by day. So it's funny how that works, and it does work because this show is going great, and I'm really excited by the response we've been getting from people about the show. People seem to really feel like there was this was a podcast that was missing in the universe of the podcasts that are out there. So we're doing it, and and you take negative reviews and positive reviews, and you have to, if you're gonna get your jollies from the positive ones, you gotta pay attention to the negative ones too. And I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Friends. Episode 5 of Season 1, the one with the East German laundry detergent. And this episode was written by Jeff Greenstein and Jeff Strauss. It was directed by Pamela Fryman, and it aired on October 20th of 1994. The plot of this episode, Chandler and Phoebe decide to break up with two people they're going out with. Phoebe's going out with Tony, and Chandler's going out with Janice. And they're going to set up a laundry date, but Rachel and Monica are going to do that, and Monica bails. So then Ross, it takes Rachel to do laundry, even though he doesn't have to do laundry as a washer dryer in his apartment building, but he fibs about it so he can go to her, to the laundromat with her. And Joey is trying to get his ex-girlfriend to break up with her current boyfriend, so he arranges for Monica and him to double date, and they pretend that they're, the other couple, Angela and Bob, are siblings, which is the only way to get Monica to go out on the date. And, so it's a pretty full episode. Everybody's got a lot to do in this. And by the way, we are joined here today by, as always, by our engineer, Jason. How are you today?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Good. This one is a pretty busy episode. It's got a lot in it. It's kind of puzzling in a weird way, because Chandler comes off as a really intense creep in this one. Very neurotic, weird creep, just pounding coffee and getting super worked up, and because he's breaking up with Janice, who this is one of the, I know we're not doing the Friends first yet, but Janice, this is the first time we see Janice in the series, the on again, off again, not a love affair, just somebody who Chandler has gone out with over the course of the show. And, yeah, it's kind of weird to see, Monica get dragged into Joey's creepiness in terms of wanting to break up his ex-girlfriend, with her current boyfriend, just cause even though he broke up with her once already, he sees her and she looks good and he wants to get back with her. And, he loops Monica into it very disappointingly, I might add. She's looped into it. And Phoebe pays a real price in this episode. There's not so much of her in it. Did you have a chance to check this episode out?
No, I didn't.
Okay. That's, let me just do hold that thought.
Okay.
Today's show is sponsored by Flop Crate. When it all comes down to it, we're all nerds. Or perhaps we know a nerd that we love in our lives with all our hearts. And either he or we or she collect stuff. You know, like they all, everybody collects the stuff from the biggest movies. But when you think about it, isn't it harder to collect merchandise for movies that nobody really likes? That's where Flop Crate comes in. They expertly assemble posters, action figures, clothing, and more from major Hollywood movies that bombed. It's simple. You just subscribe to Flop Crate, and a 400-pound box filled to the brim with memorabilia from movies you don't like shows up on your doorstep. This month's subscription, it's a mouthful there, this month's subscription is Cowboys and Aliens. And your Flop Crate package includes over 500 items, including posters, scripts, call sheets, DVDs, props and costumes from the movie, and more. And you can't get this stuff anywhere else. Go to flopcrate.com, enter in promo code TOMPODFRIENDSPOD, and receive 90% off on your subscription. Flop Crate. It's just stuff, right? All right, so back to the thing. You did not watch the episode.
No, I sat down to do it, but then, you know, just something else popped up on the internet and I read that instead.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I know how that works. Yeah. You sat down to do the thing.
Completely.
Something else popped up.
Yeah, that's just life.
Yeah, it's just life.
And well, I saw this, what, 20 years ago?
Sure. So, okay. I mean, hey, can I ask you just a question here?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Not, and you can edit this out if you choose.
Okay.
Do you want to be here? Like, do you really, just, and answer me honestly.
Okay.
Do you not want to be here?
No, I want to be here.
You want to be here?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
100% you want to be here?
Of course.
Okay.
I wouldn't be sitting right here if that wasn't the case.
Okay. Well, you want to know what?
What?
And don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
If you want to be here, act like it. Okay? Act like it. That's all I want to say about... It's not anything to get too twisted about. I don't mean it in an attack on you.
Okay.
But it's just, you know, I'm trying to do a thing here, and it's hard when it just feels like somebody... It's hard going upstream. There's a whole reason why they make a big deal about salmon going upstream, because it's hard to go upstream. And it's hard to do a show where you're feeling like you're going upstream because you're staring over at somebody who you don't know if they... So let's just get to the thing here. I'm tired of... I don't want to focus on negativity. It's a new year. Everybody's excited about this podcast. Well, you know... I want to focus on the people that are excited about this podcast. And I've gotten a ton of great feedback, and I appreciate all of it. And that's who I'm going to focus on. I'm not going to focus on anybody who doesn't want to be here or says they do and doesn't. Not an issue that matters right now or ever. So let's go to Friends first. Wait, do we not have a thing for that?
We don't, but I thought maybe I could just do it with my mouth.
Sure, do the Friends, but...
And then what I'll do is I'll take this recording,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll put the zips and zaps under it so I don't have to do it again and take time away from the Best Show production schedule.
Yeah.
Does that work? Okay.
Yeah, let's give that a shot.
Okay.
What are you doing on the Best Show that's taking that much time, by the way? The Best
there's,
Show.
There's a lot of work.
I host the show, and yeah. I don't think I spend the amount of time you claim to spend producing.
There is so much work, Tom. You don't understand.
Yeah, I've only done it for 20 years now. Maybe someday I'll understand. Look, just do the thing.
Okay, here we go.
Friends firsts. And then now I'm assuming we'll hear that and it'll have like boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
And okay. I won't even use any. I'll just take the sounds we just made.
Okay, great. Oh, that's, yeah, that's literally the bare minimum you could do.
It doesn't mean that I don't care.
Sure. So this episode, the Friends first in this one, the first appearance of Janice, a character who we will see over and over throughout the course. One of my favorite characters in Friends is Janice. She's I think she's very funny. It's also the first time that Rachel kisses Ross is at the laundromat when they're there and Ross helps Rachel do the laundry. Because she's nervous about it and she dyes all her stuff pink. Because she's like not good at that. And it all comes out. So that part was the Friends firsts. And the Friends fun fact. We do have one for that,
yeah,
right?
We should have that.
Time for another fun.
Friends fact.
Okay, wait. Again. Hold on.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
The first words that Janice utters on the show this episode is, "Oh my God," which turns into her catchphrase. But she does not say it in the way that she says her catchphrase in future episodes. Another fun fact, the guy who plays Bob on the date that Joey's trying to break up, that actor's name is Jack Armstrong, and he later joins the cast of Days of Our Lives. As an actor in real life, but within the world of the show, Joey joins the cast of Days of Our Lives as Dr. Drake Ramore. So it's funny to see there's two different Friends universes going on here. And then the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Those sound great.
No, that does sound nice. Yeah. That was good. Line of the episode. It's when Rachel comes back with all her stuff pink because she had a red sock with her white stuff. Phoebe says, "What a neat idea. All your clothes match. I'm going to do this." So that'd be like, but look, over and over. Not over and over. All things considered, to rank the episode, this is not a good episode. They're still doing the sit around and talk thing, which drives me up the wall. And this time they're talking about unhooking bras, which I did not enjoy. There's some mean elements in the show that I feel don't fit. It feels like the show's trying to be Seinfeld a little bit. Not a great fit. 3 out of 10 Friends on this one. And to rank the Friends this time, Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, Monica, Joey, Chandler. And Ross does also stand out. This is one of the first times we see him do physical comedy, which is something he seemed to develop a real taste for as the series went on. So that was another Friends first, is David Schwimmer showing us his physical comedy chops. And that just about does it. So we can say to you, thanks for listening to the Friends, Meet My Friends, the Friends podcast. I'm Tom Sharpling. We will be back with another episode. And thanks for listening. You can follow us. Well, I don't know. We don't have a special thing for this. I guess just
I'll set it up sometime.
You'll set something up. Okay. Yeah. Sometime. All right. I'm not going to get... Not going to... I guess I won't look at my... I'll look at a calendar, not my watch on that one.
Probably.
Probably that's a sundial might be better,
yeah.
Right?
It's pretty accurate.
Set it to a sundial for when you're going to set a thing up. Don't worry about setting the thing. Get the sound clips.
All soon. Right?
Get the sound clips.
Okay.
Is there some union you're in here? Some
no, there's no union.
You're certainly acting as if there's some sort of like, mm-hmm. there's like a Teamster thing going on here.
It's just a lot of work.
We'll be back next time.